Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty, royalty. Powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Whooping sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Say that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty. Yeah.
Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen. And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. 1 Peter 2:6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people. Chosen people, royal priesthood. Hey.
Hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Savior and Redeemer to us all, Father. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. And thank you for the gift of life, Father. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, Father, that we commit knowingly and unknowingly, Father. That your loving kindness, please, stay upon your servants. Stay upon Israel. Stay upon all those who have a mind for you, Father. Father, be patient with us. Bring us into your bosom, Father. Lead us, guide us, nurture us, Father, as your little ones. Father, you judge correctly in all matters. So let your mind be our mind, Father, that we know right from wrong, that we'll know what is good, Father. Let us do what is only pleasing in your eyes. And let all our works bring glory to you, Father. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Brother, our King. Father, thank you for all you do for us on a day-to-day basis. Hedge us up and protect us, Father. And in the times of our trials, in the times of our tribulations, Father, strengthen us by your Spirit that we may overcome, Father. Lead us, guide us, prepare us, Father. And just continue to love us above all things. In Yahushua's name, we thank you, Father, for this Shabbat. We thank you for this time that you set apart for us, Father. This time that you have blessed, that you have made for us, made for man, to give us a rest, Father, to renew us, to strengthen us, Father. When our flesh gets weary, Father, Shabbat is always near. We look forward, Father, to praising you. We look forward, Father, to giving you the honor that you are due, Father. Just thank you for all things, Father. In Yahushua's name, we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this is your brother, Dave Well. Shabbat Shalom Yisrael. Another blessed Shabbat is upon us. Another time for the Father to commune with us, Father. Commune with us. Another time for us and another chance just to get it right, Father. Still praying. Talking to y'all, but still praying. Just thankful for this time. You know. Thankful that he's blessed us. Thankful that he's chosen us. You know, because it could have been anybody to be within his family. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The name of the lesson today is called Divine Lineage. And, you know, I didn't know really what to talk about, but it's funny. Right now in the Torah portion, we're going through Chronicles. And I was wondering, you know, because when Chronicles starts off, it goes through all these lineages. You know, it tells you whose son is who and who came from who and this, that, and another. Well, Father, what's the point of it? You know? It has to be something that you want us to know about a lineage, something that you want us to pay attention to in these lineages, because like the first 9 chapters is just talking about lineages and who came from who and this person from this person, and this is the son of this other person. And then I rushed studying because I really didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I wasn't tripping. I just had to wait for Abba to give it to me. And I understand what the word says. It's good for a man to wait on Yahweh. It's good. You know, we don't have to rush. We don't have to be perplexed. We don't have to be. We just have to wait. Because it's coming. And it's coming in his time. You know. So I ran across a passage as I was reading. And I looked up a word. And it was talking about lineages. A divine lineage. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's coming out of 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to go through the first 10 verses. But we're going to go through verses 1 through 4 right now. You know, that's why I asked Yaka'el to play royalty. Do we know who we are? We are a chosen people. We were picked, handpicked, you know, by the Most High himself. When he say we are the elect, that's exactly what he means. I pick you. You know, and it's a blessing to know this. It's a blessing. And when you think about it, to create 7.5 billion people on the planet that they estimate. And he says, I pick you. When he picked Israel, there was plenty of tribes that he could have picked from. Plenty of them. But he said, Israel, I pick you. That's a blessing. That's not something that we ought to just glance over. You know? We're going to start in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. And it reads, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of Elohim and our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Elohim and of Yahushua, our Master, through the knowledge of Yah. Okay? And Yahushua, our Master. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So, reading those first four, lot said in those first four verses, grace, peace, multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Yah and Yahushua HaMashiach. Tumults going on in your mind. Tumults going on in your life. But it's like Yahushua said, in this world you're going to have tribulation, but peace is within me. And so the more that we get to know Mashiach, the more peace we'll have, inner peace. Our life might be a wreck. You know, the closer we get to the Most High, the harder Satan has to come at us. That's just the truth of the matter. But you'll have peace. You'll be like Paul, you know, where he learned to glory through everything. You know, I'm getting beaten. I'm getting whipped. I'm getting whipped for the Most High. Yes. My reward is great. I'm going through this for the Most High. Yes. My reward is great. You know? So, also it says, according as to given to them, but our focus, let's get to our focus. Verse 4, it says this, that ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Now, the word nature in your Greek is number 5449, and that word is phusis in the Greek, and it means by germination or expansion, that is, by implication, natural production, a lineal descent, by extension, a genus or sort, figuratively, native disposition, constitution, or usage. And the other words that this word has been translated as is man or mankind, nature or natural. So this word here is actually talking about, instead of saying partakers of the divine nature, you say, partakers of the divine lineage. He's talking about an actual line, an actual lineage that is divine. It says these people have exceeding precious promises. Right? This particular line. Right? And this particular line has escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This particular line. So the Most High has given a promise and has given power. He said in verse 3, it says, according to his divine power. So it's a particular line that he's given, that he's chosen divine. And we all know what that line is. It's Israel. You know? It's Israel. We were called to be like him all through the scriptures. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Do this like me. In other words, we are to be like the Most High. That's what he wants of his sons, of his children. And he literally calls Israel his son.
Let's go to Exodus chapter 4.
Verses 22 and 23. 22, it reads, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. So Israel, from the beginning, was picked to be a son to the Most High. That's how he sees us, as his son. So that means we are in his lineage. So if he's divine, he wants us to be like him, and he wants his lineage to be divine. I'm holy, so you be holy. In other words, right? Another one.
Jeremiah chapter 31.
Verse 9. Jeremiah 31:9, and it reads, they shall come with weeping and supplications. Excuse me. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications while I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. So again, he's seeing Israel as his son. He's seeing Israel and naming Israel as his lineage. We shouldn't take for granted. That's something that ought to humble us, to know that we are in the lineage of the one who created everything. We're in his lineage. We're in his line. We're in his family. That he created everything. That's something that should humble us. We shouldn't get high-minded. We shouldn't get big-headed about it. But we were picked. He picked us. That should be a very satisfying and gratifying, Father, thank you for picking us. Thank you for choosing Israel. You know? Thank you.
Prepare to strengthen us when the fire comes. And he wants us to get something in our head to continue to let us know that we are in this line, this divine line. Matthew
chapter 6, starting at verse 9. Something he wants to impress upon us. Matthew 6, 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. So right now, and get this through your mind, Israel, that you're of the Father. So now, start speaking to him and start realizing that he is your Father. He's picked you. You are his son, Israel. So speak to him and see him as your Father, your heavenly Father. And you literally say that. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So understand that, Israel. One, our Heavenly Father, our Father is divine, number one. On top of that, he has a kingdom. He is holy. He has a will for us that we must do in the earth, like Peter was writing about. What did he say? Oh, we didn't get to it yet. Yeah, we didn't get to it yet. Oh, no, no, I got that wrong. Yeah, we didn't get to it yet. But it talks about us understanding the will of the Most High. You know, we didn't get to it yet. But he has a will for us. And the more that we walk with him, the more we understand his will. The more we walk with him, the more we acquire his mind. The closer we get and we form into that son that he's looking for. He's looking for the one he made, the very first one. And so at the end of all this, we want to look like that very first one, that divine lineage. Right?
Now, the forevermore, Israel was the one that was picked. Romans chapter 9,
verses 1 through 6. I say, Romans chapter 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Messiah. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Messiah for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites. So, we read something last week where Jeremiah was feeling some type of way from dealing with pressures and all that, about all the pressures of dealing with Israel, him being a prophet. Well, excuse me, Paul feeling some type of way too right now. You know, he has a sorrowness in his heart because he has kinsmen that's according to the flesh that just don't get Messiah. And that hurts him. They just don't understand Mashiach Yahushua. They don't get him. And he says, I wish I could be accursed for my brethren. I wish I could be accursed. but I can't. You know? He says, who are Israelites? He says, verse 4, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of the Most of Yah and the promises? Whose are the Father, and of whom as concerning the flesh Mashiach came, who is over all, Yah blessed forever. Right? He says, verse 6, not as though the word of Yah have taken none effect, but they are not all Israel. So now he's starting to make a distinction. So you have a lineage that was of the flesh, fleshly Israel. And we clearly see where the Most High picked the family of Israel within the earth, right? We clearly see that when you saw several scriptures, right? But now Paul is making a distinction. He says the Israelites concerning the Most High. We got the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service, and promises, right? He said all that stuff came according to the flesh. And on top of that, Mashiach came according to the flesh. So everything that the Most High promised, just like what Peter was writing about, the promises and all this stuff, Yahweh gave to Israel. But then in verse 6, Paul says this, for they are not Israel, which are of Israel. In verse 7, it says, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. And we're going to stop right there. So now we got this thing going on where fleshly Israel, exactly who they were, Israel according to the flesh, they got all this stuff going on, got all this stuff with. But now, Paul is making this distinction. Just because you're of the flesh, don't mean you're Israel. Don't mean you're of that divine lineage. Just because you were born. He said, just because you are the seed of Abraham. And that's something that Israel loved to say. We have Abraham. We have Abraham. We have Abraham. But he says in verse 7, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Right? So that's where he's making the distinction.
Because fleshly Israel,
as Israel, homegrown Israel, so to speak, and the true Israel, he's making the distinction of this earthly lineage and the divine lineage,
because there is
a lineage that he picked on the earth. We went through it. It's Israel. But there's also a divine lineage where Yahweh is not looking according to the flesh.
Right? So let's look at the rest of Peter.
Go back to 2 Peter. And we're going to read 5 through 10. Start back at the beginning. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of Yah and our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Yah and of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Master, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to the glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature,
the corruption
that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Now, he says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. So now, Peter is writing about something, and he's talking about adding to your faith. Adding to your faith. So,
it's very important to the Spirit.
Let's just keep on reading. We'll get to that. He says, and to your virtue, knowledge, verse 6, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love, or charity. It says charity, love. Verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Yahushua HaMashiach. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Now, Peter is giving us a foolproof way to get into the kingdom.
That's what he's doing.
But again, he says, add these things to your faith. Now, let's go
to Galatians chapter 5.
Starting at verse 22. And we know about the fruits of the Spirit. Now, he told us to add this stuff to our faith. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So, let's stop right there for a second. Now, when we studied this, love is the combination of all the other ones. When you get all the other ones together, then you know how to love. Because if you start backwards, that's third on the list. You have to have to understand how to be temperance, have temperance, which is something else that Peter wrote. He says, add this to your faith. Right? You have to know how to be meek. Right? So, adding all these different things to your faith ensures,
it makes
your election sure, and you'll never fall. If you can remember these things, if you can add these things to your faith, this is what the Most High is looking for in Israel. Because these are the things that the Most High wants from us. These are what we're supposed to be producing. These is what our brother, his son, and his lineage bring forth in this earth. Right? He says, back in verse 23, he says, against such there is no law. Verse 24. And they that are Mashiachs have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. So, how do we escape the lust of these, escape the corruption of this world? By crucifying the flesh and the lust. That's what he said. That's how we get out of this situation that we're in. That's how we get out of this bond that the world holds on us. This is how we make our election more sure. Sure. Stable. When we look up that word sure, it means stable. You know? This is how we keep our name written in that book that's up in the heavens. This is how we don't get our names blotted out, as the word says. By adding these things to our faith. Adding all the things that Peter talked about. Crucifying the flesh with the affections and the lust. Because what is the flesh going to lust for or desire but fleshly things? Things of this world. I mean, think about it. Because when you think about what Peter talked about, and I believe it was verse 9, it talks about how people forgot that they were purged from their old sins. That means they returned back to them. We have experienced people returning back to their old ways.
Why?
What were they lacking? What is it that you, what is it that you're feeling or doing or going through that will make you say, Father? And we all feel it, but I, like I said, I felt it before. I felt like giving up. I really do sometimes. I'm not, I can't front. I really do. I get to that brink. But you know, I have faith in the Most High. He's going to get me through. Just like I didn't know what to talk about. Just had to wait. It was coming. And as you keep on walking with him, he keeps on building you up. The only time we feel like that is when we get in our feelings and we like, I don't want to do it, because that's what we're saying. I don't want to do it no more. Our lusts, our affections, the things that we want overpowered. We're putting our opinion over top of the Most High's. We're putting what we think and what we feel. I don't want to do it. That's what happens. That's why we want to walk away. So he says, crucify those things. Kill it. These other things to make your election sure. Because only we, once we got picked, the only person who can stop that pick is us. Yahweh said, I want you. The only ones who can stop it is us. The only ones who can mess up the surety of our election is us. Period. When we walk away, we chose to walk away. That's the truth of the matter. We're the only ones who can stop it. Yahweh said, I picked you, I picked you. Only we can say, I don't want it. So he says, back in verse 24, he says, and they that are Mashiachs have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Those are fleshly things, provoking, picking fights, being petty one another, envying one another, being jealous of one another, you know? You have an ill will for one another. You don't want good for one another. These are things, these are fleshly things. And when we read the history of Israel, these are things that Israel did. They provoked the Most High. And they definitely had ill will for one another. They provoked one another also. They wasn't showing brotherly love.
You know,
cut them in half. Zechariah, according to Mashiach, he said, y'all killed him between the wall and the altar. Jeremiah, they stoned. They locked him up. I'm sorry. All the people that the Most High sent for Israel, all the examples that he set for Israel, they destroyed. All right?
So, we looked at that.
Now,
let's look at a couple of scriptures. Isaiah chapter 37, 22 and 23. Fleshly Israel was doing.
Isaiah 37, 22. It reads, this is the word which Yahweh has spoken concerning him. Daughter of Zion hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high? Even
against the Holy One of Israel.
So, people were blaspheming the Most High. Israel was blaspheming the Most High. Israel was reproaching the Most High.
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, starting at verse 16.
Ezekiel 36:16. It reads, moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. This is what Israel was doing. Remember, promises were made. Covenants were made. And one of the covenants that was made is that Israel will have land. But Yahweh is telling you what they did with the land, what they did in the land. He says, verse 18, wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted. And I scattered them among the heathens, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, wherever they went, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh, and on going forth out of his land, they profaned the name of Yahweh. First they defiled the land. Yahweh said, I judged them, scattered them out. Then they goes among the people, and they profane the people because they are carrying on this holy lineage, this divine lineage, according to the flesh. But they weren't doing the things, as Paul wrote. Just because you are the seed of Abraham, don't move your Israel. He said the seed was reckoned in Isaac. Don't mean you're a child. All of Israel ain't Israel, according to it. That's what he wrote. Why? You're not doing the things that this lineage would do. You are profaning the holy name, profaning the name, profaning the lineage. Right? He says, verse 20, and when they entered onto the heathen, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. Verse 21, but I had pity for my holy name. Look, y'all screwing up, but my name is important to me. That's what Yahweh is saying. My name is important to me. You just can't mess up my name. Matter of fact, that's one of the commandments, isn't it? Don't take the name of Yahweh in vain. Well, we're reading how they took the name of Yahweh in vain. They profaned it. They blasphemed it among the heathen. Verse 21, but I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen wherever they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Master Yahweh, I do not this for your sakes. You ain't do nothing to earn what I'm about to do. Nothing. Matter of fact, you know, when we think about fleshly ways, I should just leave you how you are. But Yahweh said, I had pity on them for my name. They bear my name. Everybody knows they associated with me. So I have to lift Israel up, even though they don't deserve it. I picked them, even though they don't want to be picked. And they bear my name. So for my name's sake, I'm doing this. He says, thus saith the Master Yahweh, I do this not for your sake, O house of Israel, but my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith the Master Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you. This is what he says. That's how he's going to do it. He says he's going to sanctify him. Then he tells you how he's going to do it. All right. He says, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. And he's not doing it for our sakes. He's doing it for his holy name's sake. So guess what? All this yelling and fussing about a land, if you're not putting those virtues, those fruits of the Spirit, those things that the Most High wants, you can forget the land. Forget it. You're not bearing his. He said, I'm going to do it for my holy name's sake. I'm going to do it when I feel like doing it. That's when it's going to happen. Because you didn't do anything but profane my name. That's all you did, was profane it among the heathens wherever you went. People were astonished. These are the people of Yahweh? These the ones that they took out the land? He says,
yeah. All right. Okay.
So,
let's look at
Matthew chapter 3, verse 9. Again, our forefathers think this, and a lot of the brothers today had the same mentality. We are of Abraham. Therefore, all this stuff is ours. Not so. Not so. Matthew 3:9. He says, and think not to say within yourselves, we had Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yah is able of these stones to raise up children
to Abraham. Now let's look at the book of John. Now why does he say that? Book of John chapter 8:37-40.
Talking about that. Don't say, well, just because you're the seed of Abraham, right? Messiah says this. John 8:37. He says, I know that you are the seed of Abraham, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father. Right? He says, then he reads this. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Yahushua said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. You would follow in his footsteps. You would be in that divine lineage. Why? Abraham is going to teach his kids my ways. Thus saith Yahweh. So if you're not doing what Abraham does, you're not his kid. And above all them, all the things, the most important thing, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was counted for him as righteousness. So Abraham was in right standings with Yahweh because he believed the Most High. The Most High put it out there. He believed it. And that's all to it. That was the most important thing about Abraham, as he's labeled in the book, the father of faith. He believed it. These folks don't believe Abraham. He says, right, verse 39 again. He says, they said, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Yahushua said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of Yah. This did not Abraham. Abraham wasn't trying to kill no messenger of the Most High. Because this is what
Yahushua
is trying to relate to him. You don't want to believe that I am the son of the Most High. At least believe I'm a prophet. Did Abraham try to kill the prophets? Try to kill a prophet? Did he try to kill those messengers that came down with Yahweh? Did he? You're not doing the things of Abraham. So you can't be his kids. You can't be his children. He says, verse 40 again, but now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I had heard of Yah. This did not Abraham. Verse 41. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even Elohim. That's too far again. Verse 42. Yeah. Yahushua said unto them, if Yah were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from Yah. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. I'm talking a foreign language to you right now. You know? Now, brothers and people of the divine lineage, they ought to be speaking the same language. See, but I'm telling you the truth, and you want to kill me for it. It's like a foreign language to you. You can't understand my speech. Right? Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see what he just did? You don't understand my speech because I'm telling you the truth. But you understand your father's speech because all he does is lie. You will do what your father say do. You will fulfill his lust because you understand his speech. He's speaking your language. I'm not talking your language. I'm telling the truth, the language of Yah. You are speaking the language of Hillel, a language which he invented himself. That's what it says. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. He is the inventor of lies. This particular language called lying. He, that's him. But you get that. You don't understand the truth, though. The truth is foreign to you. Why? Because your father didn't live in it. He didn't abide in it. He left it. Verse 44, he says, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of Yah heareth Yah's words. You, therefore, hear them not, because you are not of Yah, period. You're not of that divine mind. So if you don't get it, check your lineage. Maybe your understanding is off. That's not a problem, because there are some things that you don't get at certain times. You know? But what did he say? Continue, and you shall know the truth. Continue walking. It might not be for you at that time. You might not get it at that time. But if you keep on going, and it's the word of the Most High, you're going to get it. The Most High will unlock that knowledge for you because he wants you to be close to him. We don't serve a mighty one that's afar off. We serve one that's near to us. That's what he wants. He wants to draw closer to us. Why? He's our father. What child, what father don't want their child close to them? What father, what parent? You know, as a parent, one of the things that you always want with your kids and something that you always impress upon them, you know what? You can talk to me about anything. I think every parent says that to their child, to make them or try to and at least attempt to make them understand. You ain't got to hide nothing from me. You can talk to me about anything. What is it that you want to know? You know, talk to me about anything. What's the topic? And I'll give you some fatherly advice. In mother's case, motherly advice. Sometimes your parents will tell you something that you won't get for 20 years or so. But they are instilling that knowledge within you. So you can look back, oh, okay. I remember you said that. You know, there's many things my father told me. He said, man, you'll understand when you'll get older. You'll understand when you'll get older. And it was the truth. It was just certain stuff I couldn't grasp at that time. You know, certain things he told me. I understand when I got older, and I did. Don't want that closeness with their children. Right?
So, the people made
that distinction. Why? They didn't believe him. Right? They did not believe him. But Yahweh said, and we read in Ezekiel, you blasphemed my name among the heathens. Y'all did that. Y'all profaned my name among the heathens. Y'all did that. So guess what? I'm going to make my name great
among the heathens. So
before we go there, let's continue on some other stuff Israel was doing. Not believing Mashiach.
He says,
in Matthew chapter 23, starting at verse 29, right? He says, excuse me, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Yahushua, I mean, there's some rough stuff, you know, that he's saying. He said, y'all out here killing the prophets right now, and then y'all still with the same mouth going, if we was back then, we wouldn't have killed the prophets. But y'all killing them right now. Y'all doing this right now. Y'all filling the tombs of the prophets. Y'all build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, the people that are in right standing with me. Y'all killing them off and talking about how good y'all would have been back then. I can't believe our forefathers did that. Hypocrites, he called them. Verse 31. He says, wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that you are the children of them which killed the prophets. Again, what he called Hasatan, liar, murderer from the beginning. So they are fulfilling the lust of their father. They're not in the genus or that divine lineage of Yah. They're not doing what the people of Yah is supposed to do. Right? He says, wherefore you witness unto yourselves, excuse me, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Verse 32. Fill you up then the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How can you escape the corruption of this world? How? You're not crucifying the deeds of the flesh. You're not crucifying the lust of the flesh. What you're doing is fulfilling them. So how can you escape this world? How can you escape the corruption of this world if you're partaking in it?
He says,
verse 33, again, he says, you serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Verse 34, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in the synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous bloodshed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Bacariah, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Killing all my people, and I'm going to send out more, and you're going to kill them too. And guess what? All the bloodshed is going to land on your head. You never turned away from the deeds of your fathers. You partook with them, and all this bloodshed is going to fall on your head. Verse 36, he says, Verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Y'all don't want to deal with me. I want to bring y'all near to me like a chicken, like a hen that partakes and nurtures her chicks, gathers them underneath her wings. You know? But you was killing everybody I'm sending to you. You stoning them. You scourging them. You don't want to be part of this divine lineage. He said, you would not. You wouldn't, Israel. You wouldn't.
It's a shame. Our forefathers were picked
by the Holy One. They had a relationship, you know, and that's something that Moses wrote about, that no other nation heard the voice of the living mighty one. Not like y'all. Y'all didn't see, no other nation saw the thunderings and the lightnings. Who heard that voice from heaven? Who heard the shofar blast as they got louder and louder? Only Israel. Y'all had a relationship like no other. And this is what you do with it? I chose to put my name on you. I chose, he said, I promised to give you a land. Right? You're going to have wells with water in it that you ain't dig. You're going to have vineyards with grapes that you ain't plant. You're going to have houses there that you ain't build. I'm going to have a ready-made city for you. And that's all you got to do is take it. And when you got in that land, what did you do? Idol, blaspheme, profane. That's all you did. Ingrates. And my name is attached to you. You defiled it and you profaned it. You know, sad. You know, it's real sad.
But
Yahusha continues to build upon it. Everybody that's quote unquote Israel ain't Israel. They're not the Israel that Yah is looking for. Right? So now, John chapter 4, verse 46. The book of John, chapter 4, verse 46. Now, this is, it says, John 4, 46. It says, so Yahushua came again unto Cana and of Galilee, where he made the water and wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Yahushua was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Yahushua unto him, except you see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. You see signs and wonders, you won't believe me. So I got to put on the show for you to believe me. Right? I got to put on the show for you to believe me. Right? The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down here, my child die. Sir, come down ere my child die, unless my child die. right? He says, Yahushua said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Yahushua had spoken unto him, and he went his way. So this nobleman just believed that Yahushua was going to heal and went on about his business, right? He says, and as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Yahushua said unto him, thy son liveth. And himself believed in his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Yahushua did when he came out of Judea onto Galilee. So this is the second miracle. But the fact that he believed him, he said, your son going to live. Yeah, except you see miracles and this, that, and another. That's what's going to make you believe me. So guess what? If this would take, this is going to add to your faith, I'm going to do it. Your son going to live. And he believed what he said. And what happened? Son lived. He inquired. It built his faith. So now he added something to his faith.
Yeah.
Starting in verse 5. Another scenario. This is one of my favorite stories. Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 5. It reads, and when Yahushua was entered unto Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Master, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yahushua said unto him, I will come and heal him. So, Yahushua on his way, the guy acknowledged, first thing he did, humbled himself. Master, I have somebody underneath of me that's sick, and he's being tormented. Yahushua said, all right, I'm coming to him. Here's the part. The centurion answered. Now, understand, this centurion,
he was of the Roman legion.
He was not an Israelite. Contrary to what some brothers teach, this was a man outside of Israel, period. And Yahushua confirms that at the very end, right? But this centurion answered and said, Master, I am not worthy that thou should have come under my roof. First of all, he's acknowledging something. You ain't got to come. First of all, I'm not worthy. You're so great that you ain't got to step in my house. My house can't hold you. You are too good for my house. That's number one. All right? But then he continues. He says, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. This dude right now, that's all you got to do is say a word. That's all you got to do is say a word, and my servant going to be healed. He's acknowledging his faith from the jump, right? He's on some whole other stuff, right? All right, he said he's on some whole other stuff, right? He says, just speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 9, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. So this guy is believing on Yahushua and has faith in what he can do by his job. by the position that he had. The position that this guy, he understands life. He understands the things that we learn in this life. It's supposed to better make us understand the spiritual realm. The things that we go through in this life is supposed to enhance us so that we better understand the spiritual realm.
Right?
So he says, because I have a servant, now I need something done. I tell the servant to go do it. He goes do it. I don't have to check on him. Why? He's obedient. I tell a man to come, he comes. I tell a man to go, he goes. They understand authority. They understand who I am and what my authority, and they respect my authority. Same way with you, Yahushua. I know you ain't got to step foot in there. You ain't even got to look the direction of my house. That's all you got to do is say, heal. Be healed. And it's going to happen. I understand that. I acknowledge your power. I acknowledge your presence. I know I understand who you are. I understand the authority you have. I get it. Right? So he says, verse 10, when Yahushua heard it, he marveled. He marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So somebody outside of Israel, because of his job, understands how the Most High works. You know? He understood that. And he believed that. Believed because he had something to relate to. Oh, no. You ain't got to do all that. See, I got servants, and I understand it. Just say it. Because that's what I do. I say it, and my servant does it. So that's all you got to do. Say it. And your servant will be healed. Right? And when Yahushua heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Many people from the east and the east of Israel, the west of Israel, is going to come and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 12, but the children of the kingdom, the people who are supposed to be in that divine lineage, the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? They don't believe. They didn't add to their faith, and their election became unsure. They opted out. That's what they did. Make sure up your election. Shore up your place within the kingdom. Shore it up. And Peter tells us how to do it. He says, if we do these things, we will never fall. He says, verse 13, he says, and Yahushua said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. That selfsame hour. So, because this man understood some stuff, because this man had faith and understood things, he got exactly what he wanted, to the point where Yahushua He came out his mouth and said, some of y'all dudes that was picked from the beginning are going to get cast in the outer darkness. Some of y'all. And people from the east and the west are going to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in your spot. Because they believe and you don't. You didn't want it. So, let's go back to 2 Peter, chapter 1. We're just going to read verses 5 through 10. As my brothers say, emphasized. We're emphasizing verses 5 through 10. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, get them in you and then grow them. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Yahushua HaMashiach. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. We got work to do, Israel. If you want to make sure you're getting in that kingdom, there's the blueprint. Want to get closer to Mashiach? There's the blueprint. Got work to do. We can't just say, like our forefathers say, we got Abraham. God's not accepting that. He's not. You have work to do on an individual level. Everybody. I have work to do. Everybody has work to do. They want to make their election sure. You want to stay that number one draft pick? Put in the work. All right? So, that's it. And thank y'all for listening. Abba Yah continue to bless us and keep us. Show us his way. Continue to enjoy the Shabbat. Get some rest if you need to. And I'll bid you Shabbat Shalom.